Good morning and welcome to Bellingham's Memorial Day program on Q92. I'm Josh Benega. I'm commander of the American Legion Post 441 in Bellingham. With me is Sue Ohm, president of the Bellingham Legion Ladies Auxiliary, as well as Auxiliary Chaplain Ruth Larson, Post Adjutant Stan Olson, and Sons of the American Legion Vice Commander Mark Hoffman. So we're going to say a few words, and we're going to honor the fallen. Memorial Day is a day to remember the fallen who gave their lives and sacrificed for their country. This has been a tradition since after the Civil War. And has gone through many phases, known as Decoration Day, and finally became a national holiday in the 20th century. So we're going to kick things off with having an invocation by Auxiliary Chaplain Ruth Larson.
There are some days when it feels particularly good to be an American throughout the year. One of these days is Memorial Day. Everything is blooming. The first vacationers are on their way. It's the first official cookout of the year. And Memorial Day is when it will become acceptable to eat watermelons straight from the rind and corn on the cob. Memorial Day weekend is when pools open and moms start nagging their kids about wearing enough sunscreen and not tracking water into the house. Finally, we are on the brink of popsicles, hamburgers, and cakes with strawberries and blueberries in the shape of an American flag. But for some, the questions are more dire. The memories are still raw. When life is good, we wrap ourselves up in it and often forget the meaning of days like Memorial Day. Like so many other holidays, the importance of Memorial Day is often lost amid celebration and relief days off work and school. So, what exactly are we celebrating? Today is the day we remember the fallen. We remember those who gave their lives fighting for a better tomorrow that they would never see. So this year, when you are excited about the day and your kids are excited about getting a day off school, perhaps remind them why we celebrate Memorial Day and the incredible sacrifice involved in protecting our country with dignity and honor. This sacrifice allows us to feel good about being an American every day. Let us pray. Lord God, as we celebrate this national holiday, we pray that you would bless our festivities. Protect people from harm during their celebration events. Help us to remember the events and people that we are honoring today. Be with us as we enter the summer season. Guide our activities so we keep you at the center of our plans. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
And we will now have a reading from Sue Ohm, Bellingham American Legion Auxiliary President.
This is a letter to a veteran that was taken from the national news several years ago. To the editor, my 14-year-old granddaughter wrote this letter to her veteran friend. Dear Mr. Don Jones, I have been reflecting on the 8 years of our friendship and how you have made such an impact on my life. It started when my parents brought me to the Rochester Airport to see you after the return of the World War II Honor Flight in 2011. At that moment, I found out what it meant to be a United States soldier. You and many others made the ultimate sacrifice to our wonderful country. That evening, as we were chanting USA, USA, while you and many World War II veterans were returning from Washington, D.C., tears came to my eyes. It was such a powerful moment. I am eternally grateful for the presence of men and women like yourself who believe liberty is always worth fighting for. I want to say thank you for your service to our country. As I write this powerful statement, I would like to explain my personal definition. I thank you for your bravery to leave friends and family behind, to risk your life to protect our freedom. I cannot emphasize how amazing it is that a person would put themselves in harm's way to protect people they have never met. I admire how you took the role of a U.S. soldier with dignity. I appreciate the things you sacrificed during your time in the service, your family, time away from your home, and the everyday life you once lived. This was all put on hold when you went into the service. I truly thank you for that. Mr. Jones, when we started to have lunch every month, you told me stories of your time in Europe and your time as a Signal Corps member. You explained to me how you rode a train to Washington, D.C. and walked along the Broadwalk. The next day you boarded a ship, and 2 weeks later you arrived in Europe. You spent the next 2 to 4 years clearing villages and putting up telephone lines to strengthen the communication for the Allies. After Germany surrendered, you and your jeep went to a concentration camp. You told how you distinctly remember the smell and the sight of innocent people laying lifeless after the Nazis put them into a gas chamber. You witnessed so many unimaginable things and have a miraculous story to tell. I believe one of my jobs as an American citizen is to share your story so history doesn't repeat itself. I promise I will never forget our monthly lunches because I was speaking with my hero. Mr. Don Jones, I thank you for your dedication, for your sacrifice, for your hard work, and your long hours protecting our great country. Thank you for your service.
We'll now have a reading from Mark Hoffman, Vice Commander of the Sons of the American Legion Squadron of Bellingham.
I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrifice their lives and their fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies.
Stan Olson, Post Adjutant of Bellingham Post 441, and myself will now read the roster of deceased veterans from the Bellingham area. Emil Abramowski, World War II. Jermaine Ottoman, World War II. Wilford Ottoman, World War II. Peter Aguilar, World War II. Lowell Anderson, Korea. Darwin Andreessen, World War II. David Bartle, Vietnam. Robert M. Benson, World War II. Edward Betke, World War I. Gary Blahosky, Vietnam. Dwayne Block, World War II. Gustav Block, World War I. Kenneth Block, peacetime. Kenneth Benke, Korea. Delbert Bowman, World War II. Lauren Bowman, Korea. Maurice Bombeck, Korea. Carl Bradley, World War II. Alan R. Bramer, Vietnam. Harold Bramer, World War II. Paul G. Bramer, World War I. Ralph A. Bramer, Korea. Willard Buchholz, Korea. James Campbell, Civil War. Kenneth E. Carpenter, World War II. Ray Q. Carpenter, World War II. Bradley Kritz, Korea. James Croat, Korea. Gary Deal, Vietnam. Lonnie DeBolt, World War I. Merle L. DeBolt, Korea. Jesse L. Durham, Civil War. Warren Dibovic, World War II. Dwayne Evenson, Korea. August Fuser, World War II. Carl Fisher, Civil War. John Flam, Civil War.
Dale Gagnon, Vietnam. Alfred J. Glegge, World War II. Arthur Glegge, World War I. Eugene Gaetsch, Korea. Herbert Gaetsch, Korea. Leonard Gaetsch, World War II. William Grittmacher, World War II. William Grubbe, World War I. Wallace Hall, World War II. Willard Hall, World War II. Charles E. Hansen, World War II. Gordon L. Hansen, World War II. Lloyd G. Hansen, Korea. Keith Hansen, Vietnam. Gerald Hauge, Vietnam. Irvin B. Henrich, World War II. Julia Henrich, World War II. George Heinrich, World War II. Glenn Hippler, Korea. Frank Hildebrandt, Korea. Albert Hoffman, Korea. Bruno Hoffman, World War I. Arnold M. Holen, World War II. Wallace Horman, World War II. Wesley Horman, World War II. Robert Heisted, World War II. Richard Jan, Vietnam. Chester Jensen, World War II. Spencer Jensen, peacetime. Richard D. Johnson, Vietnam. Alfred Jorgensen, World War II. Albert Cantock, World War I. Charlie A. Carls, peacetime. Edward H. Carls, Korea. Emmanuel Carls, World War II. Gerard Carls, Vietnam.
Norbert Carls, World War II. Philip Carls, World War I. Raymond Carls, Vietnam. Valentine Carls, World War II. Michael L. Kirkhart, Desert Storm. Eugene Kesting, World War II. Lyle Kesting, World War II. Milton Keinholz, World War II. Orville Keinholz, World War II. Robert Kiltz, World War II. Marcellus J. Kirchberg, World War II. Paul Kirchberg, Vietnam. Harvey Cook, peacetime. Alfred Kakritz, World War I. Clarence W. Kakritz, World War II. Donald Kakritz, World War II. Irvin Kakritz, World War II. John Kentop, World War I. Gordon Coles, World War II. Hugo Krakow, World War II. Scott Krogsrud, Gulf War. George Kumm, World War I. Fred Kundi, World War I. Melvin Kundi, World War II. Robert W. Kundi, peacetime. Gerhard O. Lobbs, World War II. Herbert Lobbs, World War II. Claude Larson, peacetime. Marvin Larson, World War II. Norman Larson, World War II. Roger L. Larson, World War II. Ronald C. Larson, Vietnam. Nyland Larson, Korea. Walter C. Larson, World War II. James G. Lund, World War II. Walter Motz, Korea. Wilford Matthews, World War I. Fred Meyer Jr., peacetime. John Meyer Jr., peacetime. Arthur Meyer, World War I. Victor Muse, peacetime.
George Menzel, World War I. George Middlestead, World War II. Eugene E. Moen, World War II, Korea. Larry Mork, Vietnam. Palmer Mork, World War II. Osborne Morkin, World War II. Fritz Mueller, World War I. Dan Noraki, Korea. Lauren Nelson, World War II. Orville Nelson, World War II. Percy Nelson, World War II. Jens Ness, World War II. August Ninneman, World War II. Walter Ninneman, World War II. Ronald Nordic, peacetime. Dick L. Ohm, Vietnam. Leonard Ohm, World War II. Elvin Olson, World War II. Vernon Olson, Korea. J. Orvik, Vietnam. Vernon Pearson, World War II. Archibald Peterson, World War II. David Polotsky, Vietnam. Laverne Polotsky, World War II. Harvey C. Plotty, World War II. William Prem, World War I. Galen Preuss, Vietnam. Benedict Rademacher, Korea, Vietnam. Gregory Rademacher, Vietnam. Henry Rademacher, World War I. Michael Rademacher, Vietnam. Myron Rademacher, Vietnam. Thomas Rademacher, Vietnam. James L. Rademacher, World War II. Donald Rocco, Korea. Eldon Rocco, World War II. Herman Rocco, World War I. Leroy J. Rocco, World War II. Willard Rocco, World War II.
Vernon H. Redepenning, Korea. Norbert Riefenberger, World War II. Merlin Renke, Korea. L.C. Reynolds, peacetime. Ruth Hall Ritter, World War II. Daryl Roll, Korea. Henry Roll, World War II. Leslie L. Roll, World War II. Lowell Roll, World War II. Bryce Roggenbuck, peacetime. Gust Roggenbuck, World War II. Donald Royland, Korea. Herbert Sage, Civil War. Daniel Salisbury, Civil War. Arthur R. Satter, peacetime. Donald Shakey, Vietnam. Earl Shakey, Korea. Lyle T. Shakey, peacetime. Harlan Shakey, Korea. Orville Shakey, Korea. Russell Schluter, World War II. Raymond Seiler, peacetime. Arnold Sankbeil, World War II. Arthur Skordahl, World War II. Carl Skordahl, World War I. Curtis Sorensen, Vietnam. Delton Sorensen, peacetime. Levi L. Sorensen, World War II. Wallace Sorensen, World War II. Andrew Soderberg, World War II. Edward J. Soderberg, World War II. Reverend Roman Spores, Korea. Albert Steffen, Vietnam. Gustav Steffen, World War I. Henry Steffen, World War I. Richard W. Steffen, Korea. Dwayne Strewcrath, World War II. Wesley Stry, Korea.
Mark Stoltman, Vietnam. Gwendolyn J. Stoltman, World War II. Willard Stry, World War II. Eldon Strike, World War II. William Strike, World War I. Ivan Strumswald, World War II. Burton Sumner, World War II. Virgil Swanson, Vietnam. Robert Taylor, World War II. Delmer Thole, Vietnam. Earl W. Thompson, World War II. Donald Thompson, Korea. Lawrence Thompson, World War II. Charles Trigested, Vietnam. Naker Trigested, World War I. Delmont Tohulke, Korea. Esther Ulrich, World War II. Maurice Unson, peacetime. Stephen Unson, Gulf War. Ted C. Unson, World War II. Ted N. Unson, World War II. Orville Bud Vane, World War II. Ferdinand Voigt, Civil War. Ellen Volkenet, Vietnam. Alfred Volkenet, World War II. Clarence Weber, World War II. Wade Weber, Vietnam. Carl Wellnitz, World War II. George Wellnitz, World War II. Mickey Wellnitz, Korea. Gerhard Whitnabel, World War II. Lester Whitnabel, World War II. Leonard Whitnabel, Korea. Alfred C. Zahn, World War II. George Zahn, World War I.
Thank you for listening to our Memorial Day program from Bellingham. We will now have a closing prayer from Auxiliary Chaplain Ruth Larson.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we ask that your blessing be bestowed on our friends and loved ones. We thank you for this opportunity to share with them this special occasion to honor our veterans on this Memorial Day. Let us always honor the memory of those brave soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who made the supreme sacrifice so we may live in a country that is free. Heavenly Father, keep their families in your kind care. Bless them and comfort them in their time of sorrow. Let us be reminded of life, liberty, justice, freedom, and democracy, that we may be ever grateful to you for those comrades who gave so much for their country. We ask your blessing upon this service, and as we now depart, grant us your continued fellowship that makes abiding peace. Amen.
We will now close with taps.